Well, Scott, it's been a long time since I... You don't still have holiday fever. You okay? You sound a little different. Well, we better do a short intro this time. Two jerks on opposite sides of a planet. And Ray Larrabee in Nagoya, Japan.
These are the future jerks.
So, how were your holidays? Not bad. I had a good time. You know, it's a little different being in Japan. You don't get the same kind of, I hate to say holiday fever, but, you know, it's a little more subdued. New Year's was kind of a big deal. What did you do? Well, yeah, but what about New Year's Day? Yeah, well, New Year's Day was kind of a big deal here. Oh, so much fun. Yeah, of course. Well, if you're going to talk about yourself, we should run the Superhost 2000 theme.
We are the Superhosts 2000.
Now, this is a part of the show where you learn a little bit about us. So, did you, you watch any movies over the holidays? The Hobbit? No, I didn't see any movies. What? What do you mean you watched it on YouTube? I better put a link on the site to that. It doesn't sound like it's the same Hobbit. This wasn't in the theater. This was already on video. Hobbit's not out on video yet. Do I like nickels? Yeah, I like nickels. They're okay. You mean the coin, right? Not Nickelback or anything like that, or the diner nickels. Scott, I think you... No, listen. This is the wrong segment.
The year 2080.
So, what's in the news? Right, the nickel, you mentioned that. Yeah, well, I'm kind of upset. I mean, I already said a few podcasts ago when we got rid of the penny, why don't we get rid of the nickel at the same time? I mean, it's one extra step we don't have to do. Get rid of the nickel and get rid of the dime at the same time. Now, I can see by this article here that you sent me that Canada's contemplating getting rid of the nickel next. But the penny's still around. I mean, this is not February yet, and isn't it February that the penny is retired? So technically February then. Okay. Can you repeat that? Right. Well, you know, I was thinking about doing Baby Jerks of the Future today. Yeah, I know, but right, but people aren't going to be able to understand the intro to the show, and then I don't think the audience can understand I'm sure they can understand most of what you're saying. Some of the words may not be quite that intelligible. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way. We better sign off. Thanks for listening, and Scott's going to get some rest, maybe cure his holiday fever. And we'll see you back to the future. Back.